It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chad Summers. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today is December 19th, 2025. Closing in on Christmas. Pretty excited about it. It's always a fun time of the year. Today is also known as National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Why does it have to be ugly, huh? Why can't it just be Christmas Sweater Day? I don't know. Let's jump into the birthdays, shall we? Jake Gyllenhaal, 44. And Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss, 52. I looked up some recent pictures of her. She's still pretty hot. Not going to lie to you. Also on this day in history, 1998, Clinton was impeached. He was found guilty of perjury regarding lying about whether he had, received a Lewinsky from Monica Lewinsky. He did, and he lied about it. He wasn't like removed from office though. So I don't know what the hell's. What's the point of being impeached if they don't kick your ass out of office? I don't know. 1997, the movie Titanic premiered. That was a pretty awesome movie. It was pretty heavy, though. Like, when I left the theater, I was kind of like, damn. That sucked. That really sucked. Wow. And what made it bad, really, was the freezing temperatures, water temperatures. I mean, if that happened down in the Bahamas in the summer, that everyone would have lived. Almost everybody. 1971. The movie Clockwork Orange was released. That was a Stanley Kubrick picture. So I never saw that, but yeah. And in 1777, during the American Revolution, General George Washington led 11,000 regulars to take up winter quarters at Valley Forge on the west bank of the Schuylkill River near Philadelphia, which was occupied by the British. Very interesting there. All right, that's it for historical news on this day. Let's get into today's news, the meat of the program. We've got breaking news. This one from TMZ. Suspect from Brown University shooting has been found dead by self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's correct. He was found at a storage facility in Salem, New Hampshire. And apparently he had two firearms with him, and they both matched, all the rounds that were found. Sounds terrible. We'll just say at the scene. But, he was 48-year-old gentleman from, I think, Portugal. And he was a graduate from Brown. So he knew the premises in the buildings very well. Big shocker, he was not born in the U.S., isn't it? Here's one from BBC. Australia announces gun buyback scheme in wake of Bondi attack. Yeah, that's what you want to do. You want no one to have a way to protect themselves, to defend themselves. That's right. Great. Let's just remove that ability for people. Newsmax, TikTok has been purchased by Oracle and a couple other large corporations. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see the details of that, see how much of that control of that business is retained by China. Well, Hopefully none. Hopefully they had to completely give up the servers and everything. That way, you know, they're not spying on our dumbass kids. All right. TMZ. Nancy Grace says Reiner debacle, or excuse me, says Reiner double murder. I shouldn't laugh, but is classic death penalty case. Of course. Of course. I mean, this is like horror movie stuff. But the problem is it's in California. And while they do have capital punishment there, I don't think they actually follow through with it. You know, there's one guy, I think his name's Skyler. He, I think it was over 20 years ago, he acted like he wanted to go on a sea trial on a pleasure boat. And the owners of the pleasure boat took him out there, and he had a couple guys with him. It was his accountant. And they threw him overboard, tied him to anchors, and threw him overboard. And he got capital punishment, but he's still around. He's still locked up, of course, but yeah, they still haven't whacked him yet. What are we waiting on? All right, here's one from Reuters. Putin offers no compromise on Ukraine, says EU, quote, robbery, unquote, failed. He's suggesting that your European Union tried to steal some of his assets or something. I don't know, but we'll just use this headline as a segue into me saying that I don't see how they're going to agree to a ceasefire. Putin's not going to give up on the land. He actually will agree to a ceasefire if they give him more land that he hasn't even taken control over yet. So it's not just the land that he's taking, like along the eastern side of Ukraine, where they're like where Russia is occupying right now. He's not just talking about keeping that. He wants Ukraine to give up more land in cities or whatever. I don't know the details. I will admit that. But so yeah, there's just no way. And Zelensky's not going to agree to that. I don't think Zelensky will agree to anything but having, you know, reclaiming the original footprint of Ukraine and getting rid of all the Russians that are occupying the eastern part of the country. We'll see. I don't know. I don't see an end to this anytime soon. I really don't. Fox News, this is terrible right here. Just happened yesterday from Fox News. Greg Biffle's wife sent distressing text before fatal plane crash killed family members. This happened in Statesville, North Carolina, my state. Wow. They were in a Cessna 550 private jet. They were headed to to Florida. They were going to make a stop in Florida and then head to the Bahamas for a vacation. And that sounds like a good time to me. I don't know about you, but yeah, let's do it. Except I'm going to be taking a boat rather than an airplane. But I guess Christina, his wife, texted her mom, said, "We're in trouble," and that was it. So they knew. That's what's so disturbing about this. They knew that they were done. They knew they were done. That's so awful. That is so awful. I can't even. I haven't flown in so long, and I really don't even plan on it. Where am I going? I don't want to. I'm fine here. All right, we got one story left. It's a great story if you like dogs. But we will get to that after I say, please subscribe to the show. Click on all the things that help the show. You know what they are? Like, you know? Just go ahead and click like. We're going to be around for a long time. So, share it. Tell your friends and family about us. We're here every Friday at noon for your lunch and your drive home if you want to wait till then, or you want to wait till you get home, listen to it while you're cooking dinner, whatever. So, yeah, you can email me at chat@thelunchshow.com if you have any questions. Put something in the comments on YouTube if you want. All right, this one's from Good News Network. Lost dog found chained to a pole 2,000 miles away, reunited with family in time for Christmas. So you got to wonder how they found out where the dog belonged, whose dog it was. It was because of a chip. Of course, a chip. Get your dog chipped. Seriously. So I guess this group called Paws and Claws found this dog in Lincoln, Michigan. And the dog was lost in California. So Paws and Claws contacts the owner, and the owner is like, wait a minute, you're talking about Lincoln, California, right? They're like, no, Lincoln, Michigan. Dog was 2,000 miles away from its home. 5 years later, this happened. And I don't know. It's just amazing. Just chained to some fence. I don't know if they ever caught, like, got down to the bottom of why, like, how the dog ended up there. But it turns out someone donated sky miles, like air miles. I don't know what you call them. It's like I just said, I don't really fly. But yeah, so someone donated their sky miles so the dog could be flown back. I didn't know dogs required like a full seat. Can't you just put them in a crate? And I don't know. Do dogs require a plane ticket? But yeah, someone donated sky miles and the dog got a flight back home to California. And nothing against Michigan, but I think I'd rather be in California for Christmas too, you know? But yeah, that's awesome. That is an awesome story. Good for that family. Good for that dog. 5 years, though. God dang. Hey, it's never too late, right? It's never too late to get reunited. We're going to call that an episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I think that's our last one before Christmas. If I do my math correctly. So I hope y'all have a good Christmas. Don't eat too much. You know, you don't want to pack on too many pounds. I know you're going to, but just keep that in mind. They go on easier than they come off, right? But yeah, and no politics at the dinner table, right? No religion, no politics. Keep it, you know, we don't want a food fight, right? Food's very expensive nowadays, so we can't afford to be throwing it all over the place. But yeah, Merry Christmas. We'll be back before the new year, so I'll wish you a Happy New Year in the next episode. But Merry Christmas, and hope you had a good year, and we will see you after Christmas. Keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.